I'm going to read John chapter 10, verses 40, 41, and 42, which brings to a close that chapter, and then we will begin with chapter 11, which, as you well know, is one of the most read and one of the most preached from chapters in the Bible, John chapter 11, concerning the raising of Lazarus from the dead. But just before we get there, let's read these verses. I do not wish to skip any of the verses here in John as we are going verse by verse through the scriptures. Verse 40, "And he went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode." In other words, Jesus made his place of abode near Jordan, where he was baptized by John. Time will not permit me to go into the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ again, as we've already done in the past, but he was baptized by John in Jordan. "And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle." John did no miracle. John, in all of his great ministry with the great crowds that he attracted, he never performed a miracle. "But all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there." So here we find many people believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that, of course, brings them redemption and salvation. And that's what God wants you to do today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, I want to hasten to say that that is not just head belief. That is not just intellectual acceptance of. That is absolute, unconditional surrender to, reliance upon, trusting in. That's what the word believe means. Certainly it doesn't mean just believe that he was on the earth, believe that he is God, or any other doctrine. It does mean that you sincerely, earnestly, completely surrender to him, turning yourself completely over to him in unconditional surrender. And when you do that, you have believed on him and trusted him for your redemption and not yourself. Now let's look at chapter 11. At least we'll begin that today. In chapter 11, we have a very tender, precious account in the ministry and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ here upon this earth. The scripture says, John speaking now, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany." He distinguishes which Lazarus this is. Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. He names these people. "And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." You remember the occasion where Jesus was in the house, I believe, of Simon, and the woman came in and anointed his feet with oil, and this is that Mary. Her sister was Martha, and her brother was Lazarus, and evidently they lived in Bethany, the three of them, two sisters and a brother, living together there in Bethany, great friends of and lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ, who evidently spent some time with them when he would be coming into and out of Jerusalem. Now, verse 3, "Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord," they said he was sick. Lazarus, this man was sick. They sent to him and said, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." In other words, they recognized that Jesus loved him. Now, Jesus loves everybody. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. No question about that. But there was a little bit of difference here. Jesus loves us all in his position as God the Son. He loves us all as God the Savior. And he is not a respecter of persons in his love whenever it comes to loving unsaved people and loving saved people, wanting to see saved people be blessed and helped of God, wanting to see unsaved people saved. But then evidently in his physical body, he was drawn especially to Lazarus. Now, I do not know the full extent of this. I do know that they thought and they knew that he loved Lazarus. Now, that's in his physical body. I believe he had a great affinity for Lazarus. And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will really love and Well, he doesn't love one more than he does the other, but the love of Jesus will show more in one than another, depending upon how much response he gets to his love. All right, let's read on. When Jesus heard that, he said, here he made this very clear, this sickness of Lazarus, is not unto death, but to the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And so you see, Jesus knew all about this. Being God, he knows everything. And he knew that Lazarus was sick even before they told him. And he knew that what he was going to do to bring glory to God. So he said, this sickness is not unto death. In other words, it's not going to be permanent. It's not going to be the end of Lazarus. The sickness is not going to be the end of things for him. He said, it is that the Son of God might be glorified. Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. He loves everybody, as I said, but those who respond to that love sometimes get that special expression of his love because they love him more and they respond to his love more. We read that about the Gospel of John. In John, we read the fact that John was beloved, the disciple. He was one beloved of God. Somebody has said, many have said, that Jesus loved John more than he loved the other disciples. And I don't think that's true. I don't think in a spiritual sense, and him as the Son of God, loved one any more than he loved the other. You said, well, what happens? Well, John was just able to receive more of that love. He was more dedicated to him than the others. He was more concerned about him than the others. And so John loved him more than the others, which opened the channel for Jesus Christ to love John and make him a beloved disciple. Same thing is true here of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And then verse 6, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now he did this deliberately. He could have made his way immediately, but he did this deliberately. He had it all planned. It was all in the plan of God that Jesus and God might be glorified through the death of Lazarus, for he did die. Then after that, he saith to his disciples, he waited a couple of days, and then he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. Let's go back up there to where Lazarus is, back to Bethany, back to Judea. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might awaken him out of his sleep. So Jesus said, now there's just 12 hours in a day, and if you walk in the day, you'll stumble not, because the light is there. So you walk in Christ, and you will not stumble, is basically what he's saying. And then he says, now it's time for me to go. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Now that means he's dead. I've waited now until he died, and I'm going there now to take care of the situation. I go that I may awake him out of his sleep, out of death. We'll get into that on the program as we continue here in the Gospel of John. If there's any way that we can be of spiritual help to you, we definitely want to do so. We have literature that can help you find Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. Take advantage of the offers that we make and let us help you if we can.